When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
We got a lot of bear rhymes here.
Yeah.
All bears, you're supposed to make yourself look big and yell, but if the bear attacks,
what do you do?
You're supposed to, let me get to other ones here. The old adage is, if you're brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back.
Oh.
Also, a lot of people saying throw dung in the bear's ears.
Where are you going to get dung?
Yeah. Hold on, bear. Stay right there.
I'm going to go find some dung.
Okay, where did you poop last? I need a little bit of help. Among the texts, and I'd love a bevy. Okay. What do you have for overrated? What do you have for underrated? What do you have properly rated? Maybe plenty. Going to the beach, overrated, texter says.
Wow.
In Minnesota, is going to the beach overrated? You just did it yesterday.
We did. Yes.
We really don't have a traditional beach anywhere in Minnesota, but we still have facsimiles, right?
We do. It can be okay. I would say it's overrated, I mean, particularly when you've been to, you know, California.
You're
Florida.
About to go to L.A. for a week.
Exactly. So. Few days.
Yeah.
Few days. When you've been to those beaches and then you come back and you get a subpar Minnesota lake beach, it's kind of disappointing.
So la-di-da. If you're used to, you know.
Once you get a taste of the, you know, the sugar white sand and then you walk on our gravelly stuff that's 1,000 degrees once the sun's been
rocks. Out. The big jagged rock, which you just didn't think was there, and boom, and you're yelling and screaming. And then when, right when you're yelling and screaming, Susie, somebody goes, you okay? You okay? You okay? Shut up and give me the 12 seconds to recompose my life, and then I'm okay. I don't need the stub the toe. You okay? You okay? You okay? No, I'm not. Just give me a second. More underrated, a simple rum and Coke on a nice summer day on the patio.
Nice.
When you were in your drinking days. Rum and Coke do much for you?
I was more of a gin and tonic person.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. Chad, overrated. Turkey hot dogs, turkey hamburgers, and turkey beef sticks. I'm never buying them again. Properly rated, string cheese and other shrinkflation is never changed. Underrated, original popcorn from the movie theater. This stuff is awesome.
That's right. If you have not been in a while, that is,
so wrong. So
turkey burgers and turkey sticks, I can get behind those.
I would say probably I like string cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I think the popcorn at theaters is massively overrated, but I think popcorn's overrated.
Yeah, you don't like popcorn.
I mean, I think it's fine. It's just
problem is it gets in your teeth, and then you like 3 days later you weigh in the back.
Oh. Well, if you're hungry, kind of a treat. Yeah. How do we like the new voice of CCO? Well, that's on my list. So I'll just get you right here. People automatically. If something is new, their automatic default, no matter what it is, I don't like it. Just wait a week or two. If you still don't like it, we accept all sorts of praise and criticism here. So if you don't like the new big voice guy in a week or two, I get it. I like, my instinct is like it, but I think like a lot of people are so loyal to certain stations, and we have a lot of that loyalty here, that if something changes, they're angry right away.
It's jarring.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like jarring like something happened to your family.
No, but when you've been hearing the same big voice guy doing the same.
Hey, it's time for the news. You know, it's just.
All of a sudden, you know, they go to the 3 o'clock news. Whoa, what's going on here?
Boo that person ate tons of turkey hot dogs. Okay, boo. Okay, so when we last left you, Susie, you were at a soiree for your grandson Isaiah's first birthday.
Yes.
Where, to the shock of Dave and I, he was smoking cigarettes already. Seemed a little early to me.
Well.
But, I mean, he's matured in a different way.
He's on fire.
And then in walks in with your
ex-husband.
With your ex-husband and his wife, not so new wife.
No.
When was the last time you were around those two?
Many, many years.
5 years?
More.
10?
Yes.
Have you talked to your...
No.
Okay, no. You had to think there was a slight possibility he or they would be there?
No, because I was told they were not going to be
there. Oh, so you checked.
Because they have decided that they don't want to see my family. And so every event, they have a separate event.
Oh, okay.
So that they don't have to see my family. I would call it, I would tell you they don't want to see my toxic family.
Oh, that's what they call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised.
So apparently their family's perfect. Is that what I've heard?
Apparently so.
Yeah, it's good to have a perfect family.
Yeah. Anyway, when they arrived at the door, I saw them both and
what are their names again?
Okay.
Okay, we won't say their names. I don't want to put you uncomfortable.
Thank you. Okay. I waved to both of them.
You waved. Mm-hmm. You didn't mean a word of it. You didn't mean anything.
I was trying to take the high road because I knew it was stressful.
Yeah.
For both Ben and Shannon to have them at the party.
Yeah.
Never know which way it's going to go.
Okay.
And the toxic family was there, i.e. Kay Jones.
Yeah. He was down on your mom.
Well, he thinks that we were all down on him and her.
Okay.
So their perception is that we're a evil family that hates men and that we have soiled my children's attitude toward Dave and Catherine by our ugliness.
I think we got the names.
Yeah, I think we did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Point being, there they were. I waved, and then I noticed they were visiting with other people. And then at some point, I went over and I said, "How are you? Fine. How are you?
Yeah.
You look nice. Thank you. You look nice. Thank you.
Did you make out for old times?
No. But he did something that was rather
appropriate.
Yes.
Okay.
He said, "Will you take a picture of me and Catherine with the baby?" That's very sweet.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't ask if it's that hostile between you guys. I'm not sure you'd be the one I'd ask.
Well, I said,
first of all,
I'm not hostile.
No, not you. But if they're blaming,
I was
family and all this
stuff. I was surprised. Let me just say
that. How about Ben and Shannon? Shouldn't they be right?
So I handed the baby over to Dave.
Yeah. And you're demonstrating how you handed the baby over, too. I like that.
And I said, "Here's Grandpa and here's Grandma." Yeah. I mean, this is really me.
Rising above.
Yes.
What about you?
I applaud.
Yes, because when Isaiah was born, I was terrified that I would be the odd person out because I don't have I'm not in a relationship. And so maybe the grandparents would get together and I'd feel left out. But
no chance you were going to let that happen.
No.
Zero. Better chance Dave and I get married after the show. No,
okay.
No way.
So then let's just put that one to bed because I got to tell you my other
story. You're looking handsome today, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Government center's right across the street.
Stop it. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. The other dilemma, can I just do one more?
Of course.
I don't know what it's rated. We're going to the cabin on Saturday.
Yeah.
Massive.
Where is it?
It's in Nisswa.
Nisswa.
We have 6 of the 13 cabins are owned by the.
Can I give you a little tip?
Kay Jones.
There's this place called Gull Lake. Give it a try.
Yeah.
Kind of unknown.
Yeah, right.
Little sleeper.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going, and the issue is who's going up with who in what car.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a toxic family, we found out. So, I mean, good luck to you.
So I usually go with my mom. We drive up together.
Is this when you want to punch her in the mouth or not?
We do all right. And then we go to Motley, Minnesota, and we get an ice cream at Dairy Queen, and then we take a walk and stretch.
We all have a stop on the way. Like yesterday, I was in Duluth.
Yeah.
I did not stop in Moose Lake. I normally stop in Moose Lake coming home from Northland and get my peanut butter parfait. I did not. I just went straight through.
Wow. Good for you.
And coming home from Nisswa, I'm a Royalton person. I go to the Royalton.
I like Royalton.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they
right
got
there.
A good Dairy Queen,
right
too.
Right there. Excellent Dairy Queen.
So here's the story. Shannon, Isaiah's mom, asked me if she could ride with me and my mom in our sacred journey to Nisswa.
With Isaiah or not?
Yes.
Oh.
Here's Kay Jones's answer. Ready?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Wow.
With her great-grandson?
No. Wow. That's our time. And
seems a little curt.
I just can't stand it. So when I got married 100 years ago, my mom wanted a song in our wedding plan.
That she was going to sing? Or
no,
what?
She wanted this friend of hers to sing this wedding. My husband, almost-to-be, was adamant. No, we're not having that stupid song in this wedding.
What was the song?
I don't even remember. But I...
The sun will come out.
But
tomorrow.
I wept. I fell on the floor in the bathroom. I'm like, I can't do it
so
anymore.
So much stress.
I don't want to get married. Have the dumb wedding. Have the song. Don't have the song.
Let me
I
know.
I don't care.
Get back to me.
I feel that same way now.
Yeah.
Like I'm stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
If I tell Shannon, oh, my 94-year-old mother doesn't want you in the car, that's going to be terrible. If I tell my mom, listen, I want to go up with Shannon and the baby alone, you know, have some quality time together, she'll be off her nut.
Well, I think what you have to say, this is my attempt
first.
I'm Dave Sagan. You need to meet with your mom, tell her how much you love you.
Mm.
This isn't going to be the end of our experiences, but let's try this. This is new, where we all get a couple hours with the three of us and the individual who's brought such joy to our life, Isaiah.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that. And then if Isaiah is crying a lot, we'll push Isaiah and Shannon out the car and they can Uber the rest of the way up. Dave, thoughts?
That sounds very fair.
I think I'm going to do that.
Thank you. Okay, we'll pause.
And she'll be mad at me. She'll go,
Quentin? Well, that's what Quentin does. Doesn't do it anymore. He used to make a point. I want more ice cream.
That's Kay Jones.
It's a great one. Okay, I want to talk about stretching. I might check Stretch Lab today with Quinny. We got a busy week, including some physical activity more than normal. No comment what that is. So I might need a little more Stretch Lab. I might need a 25-minute session. I might need a 50-minute session. Now wait a second. I can stretch at home. I can just stretch in my living room. Yeah, you could, and you should. You should keep it going. But if you really want the elasticity, if you really want the flexibility, if you really want pros, that's why you go to Stretch Lab. 25 minutes, 50 minutes, one time, monthly. Train specialists who know how to work with your body, who will give you different ideas. You're not just laying there because you're telling them work. The stretch and the pushback, and it is so good. And for me, a man in, what am I, in my 30s, 40s? I got to be at least in my 50s,
keep
right?
Keep going.
60. Works for me. It works for somebody like Susie, much older than me. I mean, she's got to be in her 80s or 90s. And then Quentin, with the physical challenges he has, it's a cross-section, whether it's golfing, running, or you want a little more flexibility after you stop and have the DQ and Motley. Great people, great success. StretchLab.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are right in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Love more of you offering up your own selections. You know how to track us down. Very simple. 651-461-9226. Dave, what do you have?
Let me ask you a question first, Chad, about our friend Adam Carter.
Work colleague.
That's right. I was trying to be generous.
Yep.
But you're right. Let's be accurate.
Let's not go that far.
When he's, say, watching one of his daughters in a volleyball tournament, what's Adam Carter's mindset going into it?
How quick can this end, and how soon can I get back to my couch?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Please lose. Please lose. By God,
he's acknowledged
lose.
This mm-hmm. multiple times.
Yes, he's admitted it. That's fine.
And he was a coach, so what does it tell you about what his influence there?
I think he's been, worse than Pete Rose. Pete Rose bet on games. He's just throwing games.
Yeah. They only let him keep score, though. That tells you what kind of coach he was.
So I don't hope my children lose.
Yes, you do.
But if they're going to lose, I appreciate when they do it quickly.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say that. Mm-hmm. It was softball tournament weekend, the second and third grade team that I coach.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. He coaches the team.
Yeah, I coach the team. That's right.
And he wants them to lose.
I didn't say that.
Quickly.
Look, there's two great outcomes for any parent.
We're real.
When we're looking at a three-day possible tournament, possibility of up to 8 or 9 games.
We're telling you to cheer against your kids on CCO.
Either you make a run, you get to, say, at least the semifinals.
Yep.
Or you lose quickly.
Or just get stomped.
And I appreciated that they lost quickly.
They did lose quickly?
Yeah, we got hammered on Friday night, came back for Saturday morning, and they put up a good fight, but fell, I think it was 12 to 10 or something like that.
Is it possible the coaching is putrid?
It's always possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely, but it's possible.
Okay.
I coached Ben's Little League one season.
Did you?
Like, were you the main manager?
Yep. And I had high heels and sundresses, and I would say,
yeah,
good
baby.
Job, honey. Good job, sweetie pie. And Ben would be like, Mom, I swear to God, no more honey and sweetie pie.
Yeah.
And for the love of God, would you put some tennis
pants on?
Yeah.
Like, how about a uniform?
Nope.
No?
Or
would
a
you,
special dress.
Would you throw BP? Would you help him with fielding? I mean, what were your responsibilities?
Well,
That's
game day was always the dress.
Game day, the dress. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but then practice, I'd wear regular clothes.
Would you help? What was your forte?
I don't know. Yeah, hitting grounders. I can hit a grounder.
Yeah?
I'm not dumb.
Didn't really say you were dumb. I don't know.
I think it's a mental acuity kind of thing. They never hand out.
Wait, you can't hit grounders? You must be dumb.
No, it was fun. It was good. They needed a parent. I said I would do it.
And I didn't hear Susie say anything about cheering against her kids like you do, Dave.
Well, I'm curious about why the dress on game day.
I was coming from work. And I was late. And I came running in. And I think another dad was sort of helping till I got there. It's a bad thing. I should have never did it. Go ahead. I interrupted your turn.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
So you wanted your kids to lose.
You added context. He's adding to the ruination of America.
I wasn't too disappointed when the loss happened, it came early, so I didn't have to be there the entire Saturday.
Was there crying?
No.
Okay. By the coach?
You know why there wasn't crying? Because there was a snow cone truck on the premises.
Yeah.
And that's my other thing. Snow cone. What a tremendous ripoff that is for parents.
It's terrible.
Ice,
you get a cup,
sugar.
You get ice and syrup, and it's like $8.
$8.
It's ridiculous.
And then the kids, you know, just go syrup, 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 syrup. So they get every single color, so it's nothing but soup. And then after two bites, they say, this is too sweet. I'm done.
Yeah. If they really cared, they put a little bit of ice, syrup. A little more ice, syrup. They'd layer it, you know?
No, now they give the kids the ability. They just hand you the cup of ice and say, go right over there. You've got 18 different options, and the kids just hammer each one, and then even if it's too sweet even for them.
That's the snow cone industry.
I agree.
I mean, get it out of here.
I mean, you're like, your ice cream's not even cousin. You're like ice cream's 12th cousin that nobody cares
about. You know what it is? It's toxic, like Susie's family. It's toxic. That's what the snow cone is. It's very toxic.
Down with snow cones.
Lord.
Yes, road construction. I'm just going to say this. When you're working extensively on parallel roads, get out of here, okay? If, let's say, hypothetically, you live out west. I'm trying to think of somebody who lives out west. Oh, that's me! And then Susie. And then you decide, we got multiple projects on 55. We got to close one side of 169. Then we got to close another side of 100. So good luck to you if you're on 55, leaving downtown or headed downtown. And now what we should do at the same time is shut down lanes on 394.
Ugh.
I don't know. What a crazy idea. Maybe do one year, one the other. So the two main ways where you're either leaving or coming down, one, just get everything done on that one. And then leave the other one open. Mm. Vice versa. It shouldn't be that difficult. Mm-mm. Should it be, Dave? Mm-mm.
I have no sympathy for you. I think they're making the right move. I think get it all done in one summer, and then you can't complain for the next 2 years.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh, I'm dealing with it on 94. Mm. Second year in a row on 94.
Yeah, but you have your shortcuts. The shortcuts outside of one, which I'm unwilling to reveal because it's hush-hush. It's top secret.
So you've got a shortcut, so you really shouldn't.
I have a shortcut.
Yeah, no, don't reveal it.
Everyone's got a shortcut.
Yep. I tweeted out, I think it was like a clown account. I think literally it was a clown account, but it showed the people just instantly standing up on the plane. Standing up on the plane. I just pointed out these bozos. This is buffoon behavior. They should never be allowed to fly again. And it received a lot of reaction, learning from tall people saying, hey, can I stand up? Yes. My issue isn't as much the people on the aisle. To me, it's the individuals on the middle seat or the window who, if you've decided you don't want to stand up right away, you're in row 434. So, and by the way, it's not an on-time arrival when the landing gear touches ground. It's an on-time arrival when I get in the terminal. That's an on-time arrival.
Hello, everybody. It's the captain. It's another on-time arrival. Unfortunately, there's no gate, so we'll be out here for 45 minutes.
That's not an on-time arrival.
You've got to be at the gate.
That is not an on-time arrival. But when middle seat guy and window gal are standing up and they're looking at you like, why aren't you standing up? No. We're not all getting on the aisle. We're going nowhere. Those are the buffoons who need to be punished, Susan.
Okay.
You with me? You agree with me?
100%. I was on a plane once. A lady was so mad she wanted to get in front of me and my mom.
Oh,
I was like, here.
They're the worst.
Get in front of me and my mom. Now you're two people closer to the door when they open it.
Congratulations.
Dave, tell the excellent pizza delivery story. What happened? And who stepped in?
I was in Arizona. A woman ordered pizza, DoorDash, or Grubhub, whatever it was. problem for the driver. He got pulled over and arrested.
Yeah. Not good.
A little tough getting your pizza. So the cops stepped in, found out where the pizza was going, and brought it to the lady's
place.
Police
officers delivered the pizza.
No
way. How nice is that? And then one TV recommendation. I finished it. Department Q.
Oh, I was starting that, but then I got
Netflix.
Like it?
A lot.
Good.
Matthew Good. Tremendous as Carl. The guy who comes into his life and is his partner. Akram.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What's happened? The two things they're trying to resolve. A lot of people with a lot of layers, a lot of unexpectancy. And Matthew Good is such a crusty, salty, bitter, conflicted because of this trauma that happened to him and his partner in this other story, but he's also a brilliant attorney, and how people view him and Akram's story, which we learn a little bit about. It's really, really good.
Nine
episodes. It's worth it.
Awesome. I must tell you, I am on season two of Bear and had the opportunity of watching the Christmas scene with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tremendous.
And the Seven Fishes.
Wow.
And I don't want
just
to say
wow.
anything about it because if
no,
there's
no,
anyone...
No, it's been out. No, we can say.
When she drove the car into the living room.
Yeah, it's and the cast members who appear from Odenkirk to Mulaney and the tension.
It's tremendous.
It is. And the fact that, as we've said many times, the fact that that continues to win Emmys as a comedy is a joke. Because it's a drama, and it's a brilliant drama. Yeah. And again, season three was kind of mediocre. Season four, very good. Thank you, Susie.
All right, bye.
Donald Trump, the most loyal following in political history. Is this a blip or is this a major problem? Let's discuss.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.